Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. I'm your host, Paul Booth, and we're so grateful to be here today. And man, this is just a true joy. We're going to be reviewing By Sidney Lumet, which is a documentary. I'm not going to remotely have time to go into this because I could do a 1 hour review, and we want to keep it quick, and we don't want to give too many spoilers. So I'm going to dive right into this. If you don't know who Sidney Lumet is, that's okay, because the beauty of film and music is you enter where you enter. So I'm sure you've heard of his films, Dog Day Afternoon, Serpico, Network, 12 Angry Men, The Verdict. The guy was making films until he was 84, before The Devil Knows You're Dead. We won't even get into actors that got Oscar nominations with him. He's a 5-time Best Director nominated director, obviously. Of course, each year, I call it the jinx year. He lost to Bridge on the River Kwai, not lost, but also Verdict was the year of Gandhi. Network fell victim to Rocky. I will debate anybody that Rocky is not a better movie. Dog Day Afternoon, Cuckoo's Nest, on and on and on. But we're here to talk about this wonderful documentary that I really apologize. Nancy Bieryski, if I pronounce the name wrong, I apologize. I do my best. Sometimes it's just the nature of the name. Now, this had its Los Angeles premiere, and again, all due respect to the director. It's had its Los Angeles premiere, and that was on October 14th, and it was at the LACM, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. And this time it's going to get a theatrical run. I'm told for a week it might be different. Again, the thing about movies is they're subject to change. Sometimes they get a more popular run and they stay an extra week. Sometimes they're just booked for the 5 days. Sometimes it's the nature of the theater. So it isn't me not doing my research or lacking. It's me going with the info that I have today. The first one will be October 28th in New York at the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. And I, you know, New York, his films are the quintessential New York films. Of course, people, you have Woody Allen. You have many other filmmakers who use New York great. Lumet was big in the game before Woody Allen was. So I tend to lean towards Lumet when it comes to New York films. Serpico, Dog Day Afternoon. The thing that's great about Lumet films and this documentary is that the films, the artists, the human being that Sidney Lumet was in documentaries and just in interviews. And I'm not going to say who, but I did have a friend who interviewed him and was a part of the interview process and said, he is just as humble as apple pie. There's no Sidney Lumet. He's put on a pedestal like he's a deity. And to filmmakers, he kind of is, you know, it's most of us hope that in a lifetime we get to make half as many great films. This documentary does a fantastic job of just weaving in, from his days as a young actor in television to getting into the theater and learning more and more there. Of course, Lumet was definitely someone who pushed the envelope. And later, that would be something that would, I guess you could say, I don't want to say a challenge, but I guess in reality it was a challenge for what he was trying to do and say with film. No doubt, an iconoclast. He is my favorite filmmaker, And I know sometimes as filmmakers we throw that term around too much, but when it comes to Mr. Lumet, Sidney, it really doesn't get much better. You see him in interviews. He's a simple guy. This documentary captured exactly what you thought Sidney Lumet would be if you met him or got to sit down and talk with him. I would love to see the outtakes of this. It must have just been such a pleasure to hear this wealth of information talk. I hate using a Star Wars reference because Star Wars is nowhere near the films of Sidney Lumet, but for someone who definitely has more of the root than George Lucas, the man who created the root, what it must be like to just sit down and pick his brain, and to have a man who just had such a respect level in the business. I mean, we're talking 12 Angry Men. That's the only film Henry Fonda ever produced. Of course, it was a Best Picture nomination. You have The Fugitive Kind with Brando. So there's another Oscar nominee working with Lumet. You get into Serpico and you have Pacino receiving an Oscar nomination, and he's fresh off of The Godfather 2. So you can kind of see that from the get-go, Lumet was a director who knew what was there, knew how to trim the material, had all these things that, you know, I'm not the only one. So again, these opinions I'm just saying on the show, so I don't want anyone to think that I'm acting like I discovered gold, but I don't think any of this stuff can be taught. I think that Sidney Lumet was one of those, not flash in the pan, because that alludes to that he failed or ended up having a failure point. But he really didn't, and had to go through the 70s, and I've lost count of how many times I've watched Dog Day Afternoon. I've lost count of how many times I've watched Serpico, of course, with Francis Coppola, where, the Godfather films, Pacino had this great streak going of Godfather, Godfather 2, Serpico, Dog Day Afternoon. I think it was 5 Oscar nominations. I'm not going to look that up to be specific because that's not what it's about. It's about doing good work, and it's about pushing that envelope. And as Pacino says on the 2-disc of Dog Day Afternoon, he didn't know if he wanted to do Dog Day Afternoon because he knew with Sidney, you're on your feet. And you're not taking a break. There is no relaxation period. And in seeing some behind-the-scenes footage of Sidney Lumet, you know, he's not there to, you know, remotely, you know what I'm saying, bleep around because he's thinking about censors. One film that I really wanted to recommend, there's a couple here, but one that you have to go out and find. It's essential that you see it before this documentary comes to cable or video on demand, and that's Dog Day Afternoon. But before I get to that, 12 Angry Men. This is a film, late 50s, 1957, conservative 50s America, obviously heavy racism. And it never tells you what the specific story is about, but it gives you enough clues to get that the film is about a bunch of white guys trying either a black or a Mexican or a Puerto Rican gentleman for a crime, and all they have to base it on is the color of his skin. And so these men are faced with who did the crime versus who, quote unquote, committed the crime based on their looks. Now, we all know this isn't true, but when you put it in 1957, and this was how Lamette found his way back from the dark period of the Holocaust. And when I had said people were endangering themselves, endangering others, they had to leave the country to work. Studios couldn't hire them. So Lumet had to jump back in. His next film, which was obviously a lot later in the game, but it was still 40-something years later, and that was Revolutionary Road, where it has a similar communist themes, but Leonardo DiCaprio chose not to wear the socks that a lot of the traders would wear during those days. And apparently I've watched some funny interviews where Leo just said the stink was making him nuts. But you know, with that, this is just a really great film. I had to limit myself to 15 minutes because there's this whole, I mean, honestly, I could go on about it for an hour and a half. So selected filmography is definitely 12 Angry Men. That's in 1957. The Pawnbroker, first movie to kind of flash images of the Holocaust. Then we have... God, there's just so many. This is making me nuts. In the Heat of the Night. And then Network, Dog Day Afternoon, Serpico. Go to the Internet Movie Database, imdb.com. Unfortunately, I didn't even get to get into the wonderful Running on Empty, 1988. One of Judd Hirsch's best performances. River Phoenix, nominated for an Oscar. 99% Judd Hirsch was nominated for one as well. But I want you to discover Running on Empty. I just don't want you to know the Oscar history. Great film. Cindy Lumet was quoted in this documentary as saying he always has a rebellion side, and in each one of his films there is a rebellion side. Running on Empty, and then you run into the 90s, and there seemed to be like a break that Lumet took, but then he had some films that were hit and miss, but then, boy, you know, did he just come back with the most amazing, I can't stress it enough. I mean, this is an 84-year-old woman. I'm not saying woman to say woman. This is an 84-year-old human being directing like he's 20. One of Philip Seymour Hoffman's last movies, Ethan Hawke, Marissa Tomei. I want to thank Lauren and April and... I cannot believe I'm forgetting the other name. I'm so sorry. I had to do a meditation to not spaz out doing this review. So with that, I forgot your name. All my best wishes from our team to yours on a successful run of this film. I can't wait till it hits DVD so I can purchase a copy. I used to keep his book, Making Movies. That's the other thing, filmmakers. Check out his book, Making Movies. All due respect, I used to keep it by my bed like a Bible. So on that note, because I don't want to hear any kind of religious disputes, I will leave you with See by Cindy Lumet, coming to New York October 28th to the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas, and November 4th to the Lemley Santa Monica Cinemas. Thank you so much, Mr. Lumet, for all your work. Take care. Aloha to everyone. Make sure and watch a good movie tonight. Aloha.